Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. I, unfortunately, was really quite ill over the weekend, so I spent a lot of today catching up on posts that I was too sick to hear on Saturday and Sunday. Now, sadly, I think the monster was of my own making, at least partially. It would appear, folks, as though my old nemesis, irritable bowel syndrome, has returned once again to plague me, and I think it's because I'm not getting enough fruit and veg in my diet. The reason for that is that, as I mentioned last week, I'm not able to get out to my local supermarket as frequently as I used to, or at all, really. I used to go every 2 weeks, and now I can't go at all because I've been told, politely but firmly, that they are too short-staffed there to help me now. So what I have been doing is using an online grocery delivery service and placing an order with them once a month. Their delivery charge is fairly steep, so I try not to order more than that. The problem with that is that, as you know, fresh produce will only last a certain period of time. So I cannot get enough fresh produce, because it will obviously not last for an entire month. So I have to order, say, a week's worth, or however much I think I can use. And then for the other 3 weeks, I am devoid of fruit and veg, with the exception of any frozen vegetables I may happen to have. Now, they are really just as good as fresh, but I know I'm lacking in fruit. And that's why last week, when I had that meeting with my apartment supports manager, I made the request of possibly getting a volunteer to go shopping with me a couple times a month. And then that way we could rectify the produce situation. I thought I had this IBS monster licked, though, for a while, because it seemed to stop bothering me when I started taking hormone replacement therapy medication a few years ago. In fact, I had the opposite problem. But no, it has come back to haunt me, and I'm quite sure it's because I'm not eating enough fruit and possibly not getting enough fiber, although when I do eat bread, it's whole grain bread, and the cereal that I eat is high in fiber. There are, of course, other supermarkets in my city, but they're too far away to be cost-effective. I find that if I go to them, I'm spending, like, $15 to take a cab back. And actually, given the number of seizures that I've had of late, I'd probably want to take a cab there as well, just because I don't trust myself anymore to be okay when I'm out. I mean, I could get very disoriented, which is really crappy, and in fact, tomorrow I have an appointment with the doctor that I see who specializes in non-epileptic seizures. I haven't seen her for quite a while, so it'll be good to have a follow-up, but in a way I'm stressed out because I'm concerned that she won't have anything helpful to tell me. Now, because I haven't seen her in quite a long time, I stopped taking the anti-epileptic medication that she did prescribe because I ran out. She asked me, is it helping? And I said yes, and she said, well, in that case, you should keep taking it until we can actually determine what might be causing your seizures. And I said, do you think taking this Lamictal is just a placebo? Is it just... having that kind of placebo effect on my brain? And she said, well, if so, there's nothing wrong with that because you're on a low enough dose that it's not going to hurt you. She said, I don't think that's the case, but if it is, then that's all right. So anyhow, I'm going to see if I can get her to re-prescribe that. I think she will, because when she hears that I've been having a lot of seizures since I've been off it, I think she'll realize that it really was helping. Now, for those who may not be aware, sorry, this whole seizure thing is rather convoluted. I was in the hospital in the epilepsy clinic for a week, and nothing, absolutely nothing, showed up on my EEGs, and that's why my neurologist that I was seeing was bound and bent that I did not have epilepsy. She said it's got to be something psychological. Well, I went to this doctor that specializes in non-epileptic seizures after, first of all, seeing another psychiatrist who was good, but, you know, obviously didn't help with the seizures. She helped with the depression that was happening as a result of them, but not with the actual seizures themselves. So I went to see this. Finally, my neurologist referred me to this other doctor. I don't know why she didn't send me there the first time. I really don't. Who specializes in non-epileptic seizures, and it was this doctor that I'm seeing tomorrow who said, well, maybe you do have epilepsy, and epileptic events are happening once in a while that are sparking off lots of non-epileptic ones. So nobody seems to know what to make of this. Here I've got one doctor, a neurologist, telling me it's entirely psychological, that I need to practice mindfulness meditation to control the seizures, for Pete's sake. And then I've got this other doctor saying, well, no, it may not be entirely psychological. And the seizures came at a time in my life when I was not stressed out, I was not depressed. Now, mind you, I've been told they could have been a result of post-traumatic stress disorder, and that's how they manifest in, you know, could be manifesting in me. It's like how anxiety disorder manifests itself in different people. So that could certainly be part of the issue. I don't know. But they render me incapable of thinking clearly, of speaking clearly. I forget if I've actually had a seizure on Audioboom or not. I know I have in a DM. That was embarrassing. But I sent it anyway because I had been talking away for a long period of time, and I thought, oh, to heck with it, I'll just send it anyway. I didn't want to have to do the whole thing over again. So my thoughts become totally fragmented. I sometimes say really odd things because I can't control my thought processes very well. Sometimes I have auditory hallucinations. So yeah, it's not good. And as I say, this came at a time in my life when I was not experiencing depression. I had in the past, and I have since, but it wasn't happening then. So I don't know, this whole possible manifestation of stress thing doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. Another thing that I will have to tell the doctor tomorrow is that I've also been off my antidepressants for some time now because the doctor who was prescribing those hasn't really wanted to see me. And she lives, or she practices, rather, all the way out in the far end of the city, and it costs me a lot of cab money to get there and back. So I haven't made any proactive effort to go and see her either, I'm afraid. And so when my antidepressants ran out, I shouldn't have done this, I realize, but I let myself go off them, partly because I thought I was doing fine emotionally, which I still think I am. But I'm kind of stressed out now about going to see this doctor tomorrow because I'm just worried that it'll be one more useless appointment. Maybe that sounds stupid too, I don't know. But nobody seems to know what the hell is going on with me, and I don't like that. I mean, I don't know, I know it's not easy. But I would have thought that somebody would have an idea by now. But hey, at least I'm not my poor friend Kim. She's actually going into hospital tomorrow, into the new epilepsy clinic in our city, to have a whole bunch of tests done, and she'll probably be there for a week. Her neurologist, who's exactly the same one I had, wants her to have brain surgery if they can locate a specific area in the brain where her seizures are being generated. Now, understandably so, Kim is rather reluctant to go that route, and I don't blame her, and I would not want to be faced with that decision. It would be, gosh, just heartrending. Because Kim is afraid that if she has brain surgery, it could mess with her speech or her hearing, or something else could be affected. So I get that. So perhaps